Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, it's a cold one out there, and if that makes you more likely to stay inside in your jammies and look for some resources online, we've got a few updates to the ISU website and resources on there to tell you about. Of course, if you're not on the web, you're more than welcome, of course, to stop by the Cass County Extension Office and find out more information about these topics as well. First of all, we let you know every month when they update the Science of Parenting website. Always a great resource with videos, blogs, and discussion topics for parents, grandparents, or anyone that is involved in raising or helping to care for a child. The topic for January in the Science of Parenting is baby talk. When people see babies and immediately start talking to them in a high-pitched voice and exaggerating their vowel sounds, there's a good reason for this behavior. Human science specialists with ISU Extension and Outreach talk about the benefits of this baby talk during their January Science of Parenting blog. Child development experts call this musical way of talking parentese, and many researchers are telling us how important this type of talking is to infants' development as well as future success in learning. And research also shows that the more parents talk to their babies face-to-face, the more words the children will know by the time they reach age 3. And this isn't just the benefit of hearing the words, as these results were not found in children who saw DVDs or other audio recordings. This is a direct benefit and something special with that direct face-to-face communication with parents or other caregivers. Again, if you want more on this or want to connect with other parents on this topic, visit the Science of Parenting website, scienceofparenting.org, or go on the ISU Extension website and search Science of Parenting. You'll learn tips on the blog, be able to discuss with other parents, and also watch the 4-minute podcast that highlights the basics of some of these studies, as well as gives tips to new parents on how to make the most of this time. Join the conversation, share your thoughts and experiences with others through the Science of Parenting website. Another resource recently posted to the ISU Extension website, and one that it always gets a little bit of conversation going, the Iowa Land Value Survey was just recently released. It was conducted in November by the Center for Ag and Rural Development at ISU. Results from the survey are similar to results found by the Realtors Land Institute and the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, which is that farmland values are down a bit. More than a bit, actually. Average value across the state of Iowa farmland is now $7,943 per acre. This is a drop in value of $773 per acre, about 8.9% from last year's survey. It's not entirely unexpected, and of course, farmland values do not rise or fall uniformly across the state. So the survey is also broken down by crop reporting districts and by county as well. There's also data based on whether the grade of the farmland is low, medium, or high. This 8.9% drop in value does represent the overall values in the state as a whole. Again, this is not entirely unexpected to see this drop. It's only the second year since the 1999 survey that has shown a decline in farmland values. There was a historic peak hit in 2013, so we are coming back down from that for the 2014 survey just a little bit. Values have gone back to the midpoint that was reached between 2011 and 2012. Also, in spite of the decrease, it's important to note that farmland values still remain more than double what they were 10 years ago, and 81% higher than the 2009 values. The peak, according to Mike Duffy, a retired ISU economic professor and Extension farm management economist, and one of the lead conductors of this year's survey, states that the peak, he believes they have seen a peak for the time being. between commodity prices and farm income settling back to more expected levels, land values will probably move sideways for a while. He also noted that many people believe this report indicates the beginning of another farm crisis, but reminds folks land values are still considerably higher than they were just a few years ago. For more information on the 2014 Iowa Land Value Survey, again, you can find that on the front page of the ISU Extension web page. You can also stop into the Cass County Extension office, and we can give you the basic information, whether you'd like the general survey information, data by the crop reporting district, or data from county to county. Let us know. We would be happy to get that for you at no charge. Also available online, but being hosted at the Cass County Extension office in the next several months, is an online web series for master gardeners and others interested in local food systems. The ISU Extension Master Gardener Program will be spending the months of January, February, and March exploring how master gardeners and others interested in local foods can support local food systems during this three-part winter webinar series. The 2015 webinar series offers master gardeners educational hours while taking a look at ways to support school gardens, food banks, community gardens, and more. The first session is scheduled for Thursday, the 15th of January from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. and talks about local food volunteer opportunities. Again, this is offered by the Iowa Master Gardener Program, so there will be much discussion on ways that master gardeners can help as volunteers in the local food systems. However, others interested in joining this discussion are more than welcome to attend as well. There is no fee to attend this webinar, and it will be broadcast live from campus, so the attendees will have an opportunity to ask questions of the presenter as they are interested. If you'd like more information, we encourage you to call the Cass County Extension office to get registered for this webinar so we can make sure that we have seats and materials available for you. Again, the first webinar in the Master Gardeners Supporting Local Food Systems webinar series, Thursday, January 15th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., focusing on local food volunteers. The follow-up series on February and March focus on teaching in community gardens and growing produce for food banks. And then in March, we focus on engaging in school gardens and supporting system changes for health. For more information on any of these programs or to find out more about upcoming extension programs, of course, you can always visit our website and just Google Cass County ISU Extension or visit www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. For all the latest happenings, as well as a calendar of events. Also upcoming in Cass County, we do have the Crop Advantage series for local farmers, and that is available for registration on the web as well. For more information not online, you're welcome to stop by our office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, right there on the Cass County Fairgrounds, or give us a call anytime, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.